This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Dukes and Bell, and we are privileged today because we are about to give away the Rolex Real Mower, which we told you about for weeks on this show and all of our shows across the station, and a chance to win something that I think most homeowners would love to have, and that's a new Rolex Real Mower. It's something that you're going to use for a very long time. It's high quality. It's the best. And we've had a bunch of people who entered, and we have those finalists on the line. But it is time for us to finally crown the winner. And a big shout out, first of all, to all of you who participated, who went online and joined the contest and said, hey, I want this new mower, this Rolex Real Mower. Thank you guys for being a part of it. Thank you for listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, first and foremost, because there can only be one. With that said, is he ready? She ready? We have our winner. Let's talk to Jody Free. Jody Free, congratulations, man. You have won the Rolex Real Mower. Congratulations, Jody.
Heck yeah. Hey, man.
Hey, man. Thank you for being a contestant. I know you enter these things and you're like, man, I never win. Do you ever win anything like this?
Never, ever. This is probably the first time. I'm freaking out, man.
Well, congratulations. Again, we're excited to have you be acknowledged. And more importantly, man, thank you for listening to this radio station. Dukes and Bell, Andy and Randy, The Morning Shift, all of our wonderful shows, Steakhouse. So we are happy to present this to you. But the Rolex Real Mower goes to Jody Free.
So, awesome. Thank you. I listen to you guys all day long, man. I love this show.
Oh, man, thanks, Jody. Yeah, the Rolex Real Mower. And, man, are you, first off, how much yard work do you do? Are you mowing your own lawn? And how much use are you going to give this Rolex?
I got 2 acres of grass to cut. I will use it every weekend.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, man, we, again, we're excited. Hey, when you use it for the first time, send a couple of pics, man. We'd love to see you
right
out there and what this thing looks like.
Make sure do it.
All right, Jody, thank you again. We appreciate you here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And as Mike and I say, you do win. All right?
Congrats.
With Dukes and Bell. Thanks, man. Awesome stuff. And again, we've been promoting this for weeks now. And I know some people are like, is it really going to give this more away? We have given it away. Jody Free, congratulations. Real cool stuff. And stay tuned, man. We're going to have more of these kinds of things as we move through the football season.
And I was looking at the website, the Rolex, what he got, man. That's like the Rolls Royce of lawnmowers. So congratulations, man.
Pretty cool. All right, man. We got to talk some dogs. Connor Riley, are you ready? Are you prepared to get this thing started, Connor?
Long off season at last has come to an end. You know, we got a little taste of college football this past weekend, Iowa State, Kansas State. but the real buffet begins this weekend. Georgia Marshall, Georgia's favorite, obviously expected to win, but a great slate of games. I'm so glad college football is back.
Talking with our man Connor Riley, and again, now with the Kirby, after all the practices, all the work, and again, media doesn't get a chance to see everything, but certainly Kirby says the best, you know, or the biggest opponent they have is themselves. I know that's classic coach speak. The areas that we talked about of concern, are they still concerned for you now, getting ready for week one?
I think for this fall camp, my biggest concern with this Georgia team this year, especially in comparison to those championship teams, it's just how good this defensive line is. And you know, like Christian Miller, yes, he can be an All-American type player. But it's those guys behind him, do they have enough championship-level depth there like they did in 2020?
Hey, we're going to take a break real quick and get you back up because we got a problem with the phone line right now. People want to hear what Connor's got to say, Carl, about the Bulldogs. I want to get that right. But we spent a lot of time with him about offensive line. I know you and I talked about Gunnar Stockton. We had that conversation yesterday with Mike Griffith from Dog Nation about, you know, as he said, hey, let's not let Kirby get a slide when it comes to the offensive identity of this team.
No, because he's aware of the game plan. And you go back again, you know, beat Tennessee. You beat UMass at the end of the season. Georgia Tech, 8 overtimes. Then you go to overtime with Texas in the SEC championship game. You get to Notre Dame and you lose 23-10. That's how you finished last year. Now, Kirby will say last year's last year. But at the end of the day, and Connor Riley's back with us here, and Connor, we were just discussing, like, you know, this is part of, like, as you go into a season, creating the identity for the offense. And really, that's what we're looking for, right? What's this identity going to be?
Yeah, and I think this first game is a great test for them to go out there and show it. They've talked all offseason about wanting to do a better job running the ball. But you look back at the end of last season, that Georgia Tech game, that Texas game, that Notre Dame game, they scored 3 points in those games against Texas and Notre Dame in the first half, and they didn't score at all against Georgia Tech. So a fast start on both the offensive side of the ball and the defensive side of the ball, I think, is going to be very welcome for this Georgia team, because obviously we're not going to take a ton from them playing Marshall. That's just going to be an overmatched opponent. But I think with Georgia, if you're able to start fast, if you're able to get a touchdown early and get some confidence in Gunnar Stockton, I think that's going to be a very welcome sign, because the end of September, when they go at Tennessee on the 13th and then home against Alabama on the 27th, those two games and how they shake out are going to go a long way in determining, I think, how this season ultimately ends up playing.
You think we'll see some of Puglisi here? I mean, Gunnar Stockton to play a half? How do you think they divide it up?
I think that you're going – the hope is to play Puglisi this week. The hope is that a lot of that comes in mop-up duty. Gunnar Stockton is going to be the starting quarterback. He's going to be the first-team quarterback.
We're talking with Connor Riley here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Again, some phone issues there as we continue to talk about the Dogs and leading into week one against Marshall. It is a big game because it's the first game. And I know some people say, well, it's not a big game because it's not a big-time SEC opponent. It's a big game because it's the first game. And I think it's the first time we're going to learn some things about this team that we have had question marks about throughout the offseason.
Right. We're going to give it third time's a charm with Connor. You better work this time. Connor Riley's with us, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline. You wrote an article talking about Christian Miller. He's going to be the first Christian Miller, but people expect him to be Jordan Davis or Jalen Carter.
That's a guy who he has to be the best player on Georgia's defensive line room. And if this defense is going to be championship caliber, he might have to be the best player on this defense. And he's a guy who has flashed at times, but he has not yet shown that he can sustain those flashes over the course of an entire game. And so I think for Christian Miller this year, you need him to be a player that everyone in the country knows. Like, you can't expect him to be Jalen Carter, because if Jalen Carter's showing on an NFL level, he's a one-of-one type player. But I do think that there's the talent and potential there for Christian to be one of the best and premier defensive linemen in college football. And if Georgia's able to get that from him, that's going to make things easier for the rest of this defense in 2025 that I think really needs to take a step forward after it was just not on par with past Georgia defenses in last season.
Yeah. Connor, when you talk about Kirby's approach, what's he talked about going into this game? I mean, he said a lot, right? Talking about the fire and the energy and the passion and all of this stuff. What's the approach for Kirby going into this first one?
I think he's challenged this team to go out there and start fast. And I know I mentioned maybe that a little bit earlier, but this is a team last year, especially the end of the year, they just did not play well in the first half of games. That made things, I think, more difficult on them. And so many people are going to look at the offense and not scoring touchdowns early. But I think this applies to the defense as well. And so if this is a Georgia team on Saturday, you want to see them battle Marshall early, where it's going to be something like 17-0 midway through the second quarter, where you're getting touchdowns and you're getting points, and then you're also getting.
All right, Connor, we got to run, man. We appreciate it. Sorry for the issues on the phone, guys, because Connor's got great info, and we want to make sure that you hear all of that in regards to the Dawgs' first matchup of the season with Marshall. But don't want to do that to you. All right, 404-726-0929 as we're talking about the Dawgs, and we'll continue this conversation because, again, I just feel like Mike, and he talked about the quarterback rotation. You asked him that question. Does it have to be a blowout for us to see the other guy?
No, I mean, you just get what you want to see. I mean, you want to see him have command of the offense. Look, Gunner stepped into the toughest situations. We know that. In the SEC Championship against Texas, maybe they asked him to do too much. And the offensive line got mollywopped at times, as we've said, against Notre Dame. But that's – and I had another guy let me up from last segment. You and I were asked by Day-Day, you know, what we thought about, you know, what's that Final Four going to look like in college football. And I said, guys, it's not – again, it's not an indictment. I'm not saying Georgia can't win. I just got to see it. Because we've always, asked about the dynamic quarterback play. Ironically, it's the classic backup in Stetson Bennett who attains the highest heights. And look, Gunnar Stockton may be that same guy. You know me, we've talked a lot about Bobo and the offensive line and talked about it yesterday with Mike Griffith. What is this identity going to be? Is Bobo going to have to fight that temptation to air it out with those super athletic transfer guys and the wide that we got a wide receiver? Or is he going to still have that balanced attack with the commitment to the run game and get a 1,000-yard rusher? These are all questions. I don't know. I don't think Georgia fans know just yet.
Yeah, look, the good news I feel like for this year's Georgia team is they're hungry. There's not a lot of guys that are coming back that have had monster success, two rings or even a ring. They didn't get to the ultimate goal last year. And so I think you have a lot of guys, and Kirby talked about this earlier in camp, where, hey, you got a lot of young guys and a lot of guys that are getting their first opportunity. That can bode well for a team that always seems to have high expectations. You just step into that now, right? You go to Georgia, that's what you step into because of what they've been able to do since Kirby got there over the last 10 years. But to Mike's point about Gunner, he's been patiently waiting, and now he gets his full-time chance to be that guy. And when you're the quarterback and the face of the team, Mike, you get a lot of scrutiny. Carson Beck got a lot of scrutiny last year. He's in Miami. We'll watch him casually and see what he does, but the fact is that's what that same scrutiny is going to be upon the shoulders of Gunner Stockton. So I'm with you. Look, I think they are talented enough, but that doesn't mean anything. We saw early Kirby teams be talented enough and not be able to finish the deal. So you've got to be able to put all of this together, and that's really why the season is so important as you talk about this first one, growing, coming together, identity. What is this team going to be? I don't know that right now. A few years ago, you felt like coming into the season, you knew that.
Yeah, there's just the changing landscape. We now know the depth that you've depended on over the years. You just don't have it as much as you relied on it those first couple of years. But the defensive tackle position we just talked about with Connor, that's been the bulwark of all those things they did in 21 and 22. They just were living in people's backfields. They were setting the tone at the line of scrimmage. And then it seems like at times, that's why it was such a shock to me to see them get out physical by Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Notre Dame, by the way, we didn't even mention Notre Dame when we were talking about. They've got a new quarterback too. Notre Dame. We were talking about potential teams that find a way. I think they're doing it. You could argue Notre Dame finds a way back in the playoff this year. Right?
I mentioned them because the seeding now allows them to be a top four seed.
And they're always in.
Yeah, and I was mentioning the fact that they don't have to be the outside looking in now. They can be a top four seed and get the bye. I like Notre Dame. I think they're going to be really good. 404-726-0929. The thing about Marshall, and we'll discuss this as we continue this week, they are coming off a 10-win season. But they lost a lot of guys.
They turned over a ton of the roster.
And they got a new coach. So when you talk about Tony Gibson coming in and taking things over, yeah, they won 10 games for the first time in 9 years, but a lot of those guys are gone now. Because when the coach left, the former coach, by the way, went to, I think he went to Southern Mississippi. And so when he left, a lot of guys left, and now you got Tony Gibson coming in here saying, hey, all right, I got to get this thing reestablished. He was the former North Carolina State defensive coordinator. So
62 new players in the signing class.
A lot.
36 players entered the portal, which happens anytime a coach leaves.
Yeah, that it really is a lot. All right, man. Want to hear from you guys as we talk about this. And again, it's a big game. We'll see. Maybe it is just exactly what we think it might be. It might be a 39-point blowout, although Mike says don't take the points or don't do it.
0-12-1.
I know.
38 points or more. Don't do it.
It's a lot. But maybe it's that, or maybe it's a different kind of game. We will see. But this is the first time we get a chance to see the Dogs on Saturday. All right, we got more to dive into, including a deeper dive into this 53-man roster. Today, if you're just joining us, Falcons bringing in multiple offensive tackles to compete, or at least to back up Elijah Wilkinson at the right tackle spot. But what about all these other position groups? Are we good? Are we great at any of them? We'll get into it next.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Well, we're talking college football, and thanks to Connor Riley for stopping by. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home of live college football coverage in Atlanta. This Saturday, all right, 8 a.m., we get the day started with the college football game time show. John Fricke, Chris Goforth, Abe Gordon, Garrett Chapman will set the stage for all of the big matchups. And we've got it. Week one contest, guys, all weekend long, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Cincinnati facing Nebraska Thursday night at 8:30. Texas, Ohio State, Saturday, 11:30. Notre Dame, Miami. That's Notre Dame at Miami Sunday, because it's Labor Day, guys. We got football all weekend. 7:30 on Sunday night. North Carolina, Mike, hosting TCU Monday night. And Belichick has announced his starting quarterback.
Yes. We got something about Coach Mumbles coming up in Guy Talk here in about 20 minutes, so stay tuned. You'll be surprised what he's doing with his lady friend.
Mm. All of that can be heard right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, so big college football weekend, and we're all excited. I know we are because we're huge college football fans. But we're also excited about what this Falcon team is going to look like. Now, we have the practice squad guys. We've been talking about this today because a lot of guys have made their way back to the practice squad that we had talked about in one way or another. But when you look at these position groups, okay, for example, edge rushers, okay, let's just start there. Arnold Ebiketie, Leonard Floyd, D'Angelo Malone, James Pierce Jr., Braylon Trice, Jalen Walker. These are the guys that are in that room. These are the guys that are going to be coming off the edge. How they're used, various, situations, defensive sets, formations, blah, blah, blah. Do you feel good about the edge room?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I like what I've got with Leonard Floyd. We were excited about him. D'Angelo Malone is listed as edge, although he got some time at inside linebacker in camp this year. James Pierce Jr., we spent the whole camp gushing about him. Braylon Trice, we felt bad for the guy with the injury, but I thought, and again, he wasn't getting all the reps in camp, but he did enough to stay, obviously, with the team. But Jalen Walker, we had a lot of the talk about what is he going to be. We hope he's going to be Micah Parsons. Hope that Jeff Ulbrich's got a plan. We just didn't get a chance to see him like, you know, we wanted to, and James Pierce popped. But I know James Pierce certainly getting the accolades from Lewis Riddick saying he thinks he's going to lead the, not just rookies, lead the entire league in sacks this year.
Crazy.
That was something that made social media today, which immediately had Georgia fans going, oh, hell, he didn't do jack against Georgia. So here we go. It's not a competition about him versus Jalen Walker. It has nothing to do with what he – you know, you could argue that historically some Georgia players didn't exactly pad the stats, but they went high because everyone knew what kind of athletes they were. And that's where they are with Pierce. But getting back to your question about the edge, I think this is one of the best edge rush teams we've had since 2017.
I would agree. What about defensive line? Let's stay defense, right?
That's a concern. Okay. That's a concern.
So Brandon Dorlus, this is, again, these are the guys in that room, right? Zach Harrison, London, Lakeil London, David Onyemata, and Ruka Roro. Those are the guys. Those are, so you're keeping, and again, guys, there's a numbers game, right? We get to 53. So there are six edge guys, or, you know, ends, however you want to talk about them. Some of those guys are versatile, as Mike mentioned. D-line, you're keeping five of those guys. You can't keep 12 of each position, and that's why, again, the NFL is so competitive. It's keeping the right 53 guys heading into the season and making the necessary adjustments. But you're concerned about the D-line?
Well, just I thought we'd have more than five guys. I think because of the injuries to the wide receiver, they had to be a little skimpy on the D-tackles.
I agree.
Now, again, it's a different side of the football. I get that. But we do know that we're hoping Darnell Mooney is going to be good to go. We don't know if he's practicing. He's been in street clothes much of the camp. We found out Ray got banged up, and we also know that Kadarrell Hodge and what he means on special teams, he's been dealing with an injury throughout camp. So they had to keep seven wide receivers, and I think that affected why we only got five of these guys on the D-tackle. Because you think about, like, NASCAR package, and that's everybody. That's edge and tackle.
Yes.
But that's a bit thin based on what we saw at camp, isn't it?
It is. And by the way, the receivers, Jamal Agnew, Kadarrell Hodge, Drake London, Ray McLeod, Darnell Mooney, David Seals, Casey Washington. And those are the guys, and again, this can always and is adjusted depending on what's going on, who's injured, who's playing, who's not. But it's interesting to see this start the season. And, Mike, I think you're on to something completely with the D-line. You feel like, hey, we can adjust how we play with formations and sets defensively, but this is an area where we can't take a chance on it, God forbid, if somebody else gets hurt in that wide receiver room where we're already down a couple of guys.
Right. Now, one of those receivers will probably wind up on the practice squad when Taquan Graham comes back.
Yes.
Taquan Graham is reserve injured, so that's designated for return like Storm Norton. So that means we hope we'll get him back maybe as early as 4 weeks. We've talked about that magical, you know, bye. We play 4 weeks of football, bye week, and then we're back to action in week six. And that's what we're hoping about Storm Norton, and maybe that'll be just, you know, hoping that TQ will be back as well in that mix on D-tackle.
So here's the deal. Fullbacks are gone the way of dinosaurs, right? You rarely see a fullback on a team in a roster. The 49ers are rare, right, with Juszczyk. That's the guy that has been around. But we got three running backs in Tyler Allgeier, no Pacific order. Nathan Carter makes a team, and then Bijan Robinson. But the four tight ends, is that interesting to you?
Yeah, that's all of a sudden. Are we going to do a lot of 12 sets? We're going to run 12?
It feels that way.
I mean, because that's all of a sudden. Now we're Arthur Smith again? I mean, now I know that we talked a lot about Zach Robinson and not really thinking that they didn't have a tight end like this is not the Kyle. This is not a Kyle Pitts debate, but Higbee and Pitts basically had almost identical numbers when Zach was part of the offensive brain trust with the Rams before he came over the next year to be the OC. But you're right, man. All of a sudden, now we got. I mean, I don't even remember Tegan Quintoriano doing anything. Day-Day, do you remember him popping a cap? Am I missing something? Charlie Warner's been really good. We've talked about his work. Felipe Franks, you know, he's bounced. He was with Carolina last year. He's come back. And we saw the kind of play. Now, he's also a special teams hustler.
He is.
But, yeah, that surprised me to have four tight ends because my thinking is you'd have one less wide receiver, and on paper, Kyle Pitts is going to be that stopgap until you get all your athleticism back at the wide receiver position.
Yeah.
So that is interesting to me.
That's exactly how I feel. And you know, when we start getting into the minutia of what we're running and why, this is the adjustment we were talking about. When Caleb McGarry goes out, how does your offensive coordinator adjust? And the official language in the NFL is 12 personnel. That's what it's called. And that is where you say, okay, we're going to run more of that. The crazy thing is we were one of the worst teams, or we didn't run enough of it last year. We were like 29th to 30th in the league in 12 personnel where you had two tight ends on the field at the same time.
Right.
So are you fundamentally changing what you do?
Well, that's just it. I mean, are we going to see a lot of, I would think, Charlie Warner along with Pitts? Now, I think you're going to see a lot of Charlie Warner because of his blocking ability, because of what's going to be happening on the right side of the offensive line. So maybe, do you think that has any bearing on it? Did I need blockers? I need blockers. So it's like, so let me look at Tegan Quintoriano's stats, because I have to go back and look. I'm not trying to be a Weisenheimer.
No, it's real. It's real. I mean, that's
perhaps,
why we're doing this.
Perhaps it's going to be, hey, man, you don't need Stickum because you're not going to be catching a lot of footballs. You're going to be blocking dudes.
Well, Mike, who was the guy we had a few years ago? Tololo? Remember Levine? Was it Levine Tololo?
Levine Tololo, yeah. The ukulele player.
He was a blocker. Now, he caught a touchdown every blue moon, but he was a guy that literally he had a role on this team to be a blocker on run plays and certainly on certain pass plays. And then, you know, they'd use him as a decoy, and he might catch a first down for you. But that's going to be the role of the player you're talking about in Tegan.
Right. Tegan Quintoriano has got 9 catches in his NFL career. He was practice squad last year because there's no stats for him. But he had 9 catches in 2 seasons with the Texans in 22 and 23. So here's the deal about Keegan. The dude's a beast. I mean, look at that. Tegan, I should say. He's a beast. 6'6", 259.
Big boy.
So that's, you're looking for some help? Oren just said in our ear, he brought up a great point. When Tololo was asked to be an emergency tackle once, remember that years ago?
That's right. You're absolutely
right.
We
were down all our tackles.
But that was in a game. It wasn't like a set deal. We were in a game, we lose a player, and it was like, well, who can we go to? And he was the emergency guy. Again, those are different scenarios than preparing for this, and then you get into a game, and now you need to have backups.
So perhaps TQ be it right at RT, keep it on the TFN until somebody else comes back. We'll find out. Like, the best thing is when Storm Norton comes back, can a guy that's not really a tackle by nature, but he's been playing it, Elijah Wilkinson, hold up. Carter Warren, we got him from the Jets as a free agent. We traded for Michael Jarrell from Seattle. We picked up a guy named Ryan Hayes, former Michigan man who played for the Dolphins, but got cut from them as a 7th rounder.
All right, guys. Look, here's where I'm at. I like our roster. I like our team. Am I concerned about what Mike has been concerned about for about a week and a half before I wanted to be concerned about it? Yes, because I can't ignore it. But it doesn't mean that we don't run the ball. It doesn't mean that we don't move the football. It doesn't mean we don't get first downs. It doesn't mean that Michael Penix doesn't throw the thing around and we have a great offense. But I like our team, and when you look at these names, I think Mike's right. Edge, it's as good as it's been in a long time. Good. You can look at that room. We got versatile guys and guys that can get after it. The corners, Mike. We didn't even talk about that. Listen, the addition of Billy Bowman and what we have with A.J. Terrell, I know Clark Phillips has been injured, but they still like his fight, and they like what he's able to do. And you got to have guys you can rotate in that dime and nickel. So you've got a lot of guys. Natron Brooks, I like the DBs. The safeties guys, Jesse Bates and Xavier Watts, they drafted Watts. He's going to start for this team.
Watts said his favorite player is Jesse Bates. He'll be out there with him. And D-Led thinks, yes, that's going to be the case from the AJC. We love DeMarco Helms. You know, he's a guy that he got banged around last year in camp. He's back this year. He was laying the lumber in preseason. You already talked about Bowman, Natron Brooks. So there's depth there. I know that you guys still get a little antsy about Mike Hughes because, you know, thinking he's just kind of average, but we'll see in the nickel. I mean, you're in the nickel almost so much more than you are in your regular sets. Curious to see how that rotation works, but I like what we've got. Good talent there, good talent at edge. You know, we got injuries, though. The injuries are part of this equation. That's why that article Josh Kendall did yesterday, it's out there in Athletic, saying this is the initial depth chart.
Of course.
And it's going to look a lot different over the course of the season, that's for sure.
Well, you know, nobody starts how they finishes. What's up, bro? What's up?
At what point or at what game does that concern turn to full-out panic if they aren't rushing the football well or they are getting sacks?
Three games in.
That's the point where it turns into like, hey, this is real now.
That's not a fluke. That's now a trend. We get to week 3, and then knowing week 4 we got the Commanders coming in here, I will be very, very concerned.
Vikings got all those issues on their depth chart right now with injuries and suspensions. So they went and got Thielen back to Minnesota.
That it?
Where it all started. But, yeah, I mean, J.J. McCarthy, it'll be interesting to see because Justin Jefferson, he's banged up. Naylor's been questionable. We talked about Addison suspended. So they had to go back to an oldie but a goodie. So if you still got to get J.J. McCarthy, you know, on the ground because he can move too.
He can.
But you're right. That's where you know what Baker's about. I talked about it, you know, being on the radio in Tampa, and they're really excited about getting some payback because they felt that they let, you know, certainly the game in overtime get away. And I don't think they called their best game in the second game. We beat them in Tampa last year.
All right, guys. That's what we think about this roster because that's our roster heading into week 1.
Stick is back on the practice squad.
Yes, he is. Yes, Easton Stick did make the practice squad. We'll run some of that down for you in the 5 o'clock hour. Mike, what do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
To captain or not to captain? That was Keegan's question. The Ryder Cup roster is out, and I think when you lose the numbers, it makes a lot of sense. Belichick trademarking some very interesting names with his girlfriend. Tremendous marketing opportunity. We'll explain all of this coming up in Guy Talk next.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAFGiving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Jimmy hits us up on the text line saying, Mike, I want to go get a Tegan Quintiriano jersey. Well, he's wearing number 85.
There you go.
You'll have to go to NFL.com and spell it out for him, I would imagine. He is on the roster right now. He should be, I would imagine, Carl, not be catching passes. He'll just be helping out on the right tackle side.
That's what it sounds like.
You're right. A lot of guys were, when they said it was kind of an eyebrow raise to them, when you brought up the four tight ends on the initial roster.
It's just, and again, everybody has their own thing because every team is different. But when you look across the league, traditionally, the numbers don't necessarily change unless you have injuries and stuff going on. You're going to keep a certain amount. It's like quarterbacks. Cleveland, we'll keep four quarterbacks. Not on the active roster, you're not. Right. As a matter of fact, didn't they go out and sign somebody else today for the practice squad? Shador is on the active roster, so
yes,
they have three with Flacco and Dylan Gabriel and Shador, but they went out and signed somebody for the practice squad.
We'll talk more about the roster because I thought Easton Stick might get gobbled up by a team looking for a backup. We talked about the Falcons, you know, held on to Easton Stick, I guess. Then you had that trade, right? It was Pickett who went to the Raiders because Aiden O'Connell was out. O'Connell was out for the season. So, yeah, we got a guy. If Cousins gets traded, that's the rub that, you know, you got Easton Stick. At least he's been a starter in the NFL, and he knows what you're doing with Zach Robinson. We'll see. All right, a couple of stories to get to. I did get a kick. Speaking of Shador Sanders, I saw Jim Rome tweet this out earlier today, and I had to chuckle because it was Rome being Rome. Carl, great to visit with you now that you are a nationally syndicated host like me. That is great. Epic on Sunday mornings. The Browns are not sabotaging Shador Sanders because of his last name. He is still on the team because of his last name. I am Jim Rome, and I am out. Rack me. You hear that, Day-Day? He is on the team because of his last name.
By the way.
Let's go to Stucky's and get a log roll.
By the way, he's like that in real life, too. That's
you and I
funny.
Did the Super Bowl show he once. Is. And Jim Rome, not only does Jim Rome have all his producers look like Jim Rome, it's like, Day-Day, you haven't seen this. It's a whole table of mini Jim Romes. And I was blown away because, look, I get it. You know, when we do bits, maybe you'll script some jokes, but he reads everything off the script. I was like, wow, yeah. Holy cow.
And another thing.
You know, when I look at the Raiders roster, you know, it's like, what the hell, man? I kind of liked Rome until I saw all that. I was like, wow, man.
It's behind That's, the it's scenes, kinda, baby.
And now, Jim, real quick story.
But, hey, Mike, you know what, though? Seriously, like, we're clowning, but
it's true.
It's true. It's true. Man.
And one thing about Dukes and Bell, I can speak for Carl, neither one of us have had any Botox or work done on our face. I got hair from Dr. Daniel, but it's my hair.
It's
they just
life.
They just moved it from where I had it to where I didn't.
Yeah, Mike goes, man, Rome looks different. I said, yeah, it's work done.
Yeah, when you don't have lines over your eyes,
it's
the forehead,
work done.
It's like, come on, man. You look like a Romulan, like those women don't know when to stop. All right, man. Bill Belichick and his girlfriend trademarking some interesting phrases up in North Carolina. Belichick and Jordan Hudson, according to a report now from Sports Business, I think, Journal. 73-year-old Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson have filed trademarks for the phrases gold digger. Chapel Bill.
What?
The Belistrator. Trail of Salty Tears, No Days Off, and the Belichick Way.
Oh,
Darren Revell reports that the trademarks have been filed with the intention of creating a line of jewelry and keychains.
Oh, so she's trying to cash in, huh?
So maybe there'll be a gold chain that says Gold Digger
yeah.
on it. Interesting. Okay. I mean, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Make some more marketing opportunities, more money for Bill.
She's behind this, Mike.
Yes, I would imagine.
She's got to be behind this.
Yeah. So I like that, though. Chapel Bill.
Okay.
Okay.
What's the Telestrator thing?
The Belistrator.
Okay. So that's when he gets in the broadcast,
that's
I guess,
what he
later.
He's doing that.
Okay.
The Trail of Salty Tears. Now, the Trail of Tears, obviously, a terrible phase of American history. The Cherokee, we know that, generally. And I used to get some people would laugh at it. Now, I can't probably do the joke anymore. But when Florida used to kick the crap out of Georgia every year, I would say the drive back from Jacksonville was the Trail of Tears
for
the most part. But the Trail of Salty Tears, No Days Off, and the Belichick Way.
The Belichick Way. Okay. Yeah, right. My thing with this is, and this is why this is funny to Mike and I, he didn't do this when he was in New England and all this stuff.
No,
he had all these
never.
Phrases.
Never. Now, we could have done 2 hours with Gary Myers yesterday, and that's I just ordered I pre-ordered from Amazon. I can't wait to get this book about Belichick and Brady. It really goes, you was right next level on this stuff. If you missed an interview yesterday, rewind on Odyssey.com. But I'm just curious, you know, with Belichick, you know, would he have ever dated a girl? You know, half his age, 50 years younger when he was in New England. No way. He was in a relationship for 11 years with a woman. It was sort of age appropriate, younger, but not that younger.
Right, right, right.
Would he ever have pulled that? The Boston media would have crucified him.
Oh, well, yeah, because they would have been all in his business. I mean, Now you go to North Carolina. I mean, he's dictating things the way he wants. Yeah, I don't know.
But I don't begrudge him. Hey, knock it out, man. I'm just saying.
But I also think, and this is what I've said about the Belichick situation, I just don't think he's focused the way he once was. Now, look, we all evolve and change and, you know, relationships and all that. But, Mike, it was football, 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 football. What else are you doing tonight? Football.
Right.
Now you don't feel that way. And I'm not saying that they're not going to win in North Carolina. I just don't know if he's as committed as he once was.
Right. And, again, they start with TCU. I hope those great horny toads. I sure hope the Horned Frogs drop a big number on Bill. Can't stand that, dude. Hey, man, a former dog, an NFL veteran who accumulated, according to Spotrac, nearly $40 million pre-tax in NFL salary has been arrested. Daryl Buster Screen. Remember dog fans? Remember Buster Screen? 36-year-old guy was a cornerback in the NFL. He signed a pretty good contract with the Jets back in the day. At one point, was making $6 million a year.
Wow.
He gets arrested, but here's what's interesting. Police say they began investigating Screen because the former cornerback has a woman said he was financially exploiting her. Investigators say Screen had been using online dating platforms to establish a relationship with several women. They allege he would tell them a fake story about financial troubles and ask for money. He said he would promise to repay them with his NFL annuity. And he lasted 10 years in the NFL, so he's got an NFL pension,
right,
which you can live off of. At least three women from Wisconsin, North Carolina, and the state of New York report losing a total over $300,000. Investigators say Screen was using the money to fund his, quote, lavish lifestyle. Channel 2 says it included Airbnbs, travel, and gift cards. He was arrested at a rented Airbnb on Pine Grove Road and charged with deposit account fraud, identity fraud, financial transaction card fraud, theft by taking, and criminal attempt to commit theft. So basically, he was kind of establishing relationships with these ladies and then bilking them.
Gold digging.
Gold digging. He's granted bail. He's got to wear a GPS monitor.
On his ankle?
On his ankle. But oh no, check that. He's wanted out of Canada, where he was arrested over $100,000 in check fraud back in the summer of 23. He was granted bail, required a GPS monitor. Police says he took it off and fled back to the States.
Wow.
So Buster Screens is a wanted man.
He's wanted, Mike.
This is wild, man.
Wanted.
I mean, this has got a Lifetime movie written all over it, because, you know, you always see it from the woman's point of view.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a good-looking dude. He joined the Cleveland Browns in 2011. I mentioned 10 years. He made some good money. They, you know, again, pre-tax, $40 million in the NFL. So how about that? There's an article in Channel 2. They got him up in Roswell. Got him under handcuffs.
They caught him up there.
Intercepted. The Buster Screen story coming to Lifetime.
They caught him up there, huh?
Women, I mean, look, and we've seen, my wife, I don't know about your wife, I don't know if Michelle makes you watch these stupid Lifetime movies.
The Killers?
Becky makes you watch these. I mean, I murdered my husband. My husband murdered me. We murdered the babysitter. We murdered the neighbor's babysitter. And all this stuff. It's murder and mayhem. You know, it's like, again, Day-Day, if I ever show up for work, don't show up, and you don't, I don't answer the phone, Becky did it. That day she went to the hardware store. She wanted zip ties, a shovel, and lie. That's where the guy at the hardware store goes, Mike, in some trouble.
Yeah, that's not cool. Look, the murder thing, though, and this is going to sound weird, it's how I fall asleep. I always fall asleep to the murder docs, the murder. Like, that's how I fall asleep. I can't explain it.
They always
it.
Have these nobody actors, washed up yes. actresses. There's always going to be a dude taking his shirt off. Mm-hmm. There's either a good-looking brother or a good-looking white guy. It's
true.
The women.
It's true.
Who watch those Lifetime movies. There's always, you go, there was one we watched the other day, and I was like, oh, no, Cybill Shepherd is in this. Oh, no, Cybill Shepherd's doing a Lifetime movie. She's playing a crazy woman. She murdered her husband.
It's sad.
Is Lifetime,
she okay?
Is that the end of the career line?
No, that's it. I mean, how do you know your career's over? You're doing reverse mortgage?
Lifetime.
Reverse
Lifetime.
Mortgage commercials in Lifetime movies.
Yeah. She had a day free or something. She just shot a movie that day.
Probably.
Free day.
But right. But no, you're right about that. Those and yes, she does. We do watch those. And here's the problem, though. If it is really good, you get vested in it, and then you're like up all night.
Right,
that's
right.
The problem. Like, usually, but seriously, Mike, I'm put a murder doc on. Gone.
Right. All right, man. We got our Ryder Cup team. It's been announced. We already knew that Scottie Scheffler, J.J. Spahn, Xander Schauffele, Russell Henley, Harris English, Bryson DeChambeau, all qualified, locked in on points. We knew those guys were in. Then it came time for the captain's picks. So who are we going to get? And was Keegan Bradley, who, by the way, could certainly make the case as the 11th ranked golfer in the world to be on the Ryder Cup team and be a player captain?
He should be.
He isn't. He took himself out of contention.
I don't like it.
He's not going to do it. He's going with Mr. Slow Motion, Patrick Cantlay. Yeah, that guy. Thank God it's at Bethpage Black and not somewhere in Europe, because those European fans would be lighting him a new one.
Wearing him out. They would wear him out.
Yeah, man.
I don't like this. I understand it. Do you think he just didn't want the scrutiny? What's the reason?
I think he didn't want the heat. I think when you look at only Arnold Palmer's the only guy to be a player captain, that's obviously rarefied air. But the other guys that are coming in, Patrick Cantlay, I mentioned. Colin Morikawa is going to be in. Who else? Sam Burns. Now, in case you're wondering, Sam Burns is 22nd in the world. Ben Griffin is 17th. Mm. So, you know, if you're looking for us, these guys, they're all in the top 20. So it all certainly makes sense that these guys would be on the team. So Thomas, Morikawa, Griffin, Young, Cantlay, Burns, joining English, DeChambeau, Henley, Schauffele, Spahn, and Scheffler. Schauffele's the third best player in the world right now, according to the rankings. Tommy Fleetwood clocks in at 10 for the Euros. Euros always seem to play better, especially in the pairs competition. We just don't seem to vibe that, but we'll see. You think we can pull it off at Bethpage? Crowd's going to be insane.
It is going to be insane. And we're on our home turf. That helps. But, you know, again, it hasn't meant anything in years past. Here, I'll say this. I am looking forward to seeing these pairs, the foursomes, all the matchups, but I am a little surprised because Keegan deserved to be on this squad. Like, he could have easily done this, and I don't think anybody would have been upset. But you're right. I don't think he wanted that pressure.
Hey, man, I made a story about this the other day, and then it became a national story as soon as I saw it. When Cracker Barrel went to a new generic logo and new generic stores. I mean, one thing I think you can count on when you're making a road trip with your wife and your family is you go to a Cracker Barrel, the old school homey vibe. You know, maybe you buy some of those impulse buy tchotchkes when you're checking out. The friendly folks, there's always going to be some good service. You're going to eat like a pig. Well, a lot of folks were freaking out over it. Well, guess what? They're going back to the old logo.
Imagine that. Peer pressure.
Cracker Barrel's shares rose over 6% before the market even opened on Wednesday morning after the CEO, who's been getting killed, and I would say deservedly so, finally gets it right and says, look, we're not going to go with this new logo. A lot of folks thought it was a huge mistake. Matter of fact, the guy that owns, I think it's one of the burger joints, it owns 10%. I think it's a shake and steak, or I'll look it up. Anybody, he's one of the, he's got 10% of the Cracker Barrel, and he was on record saying they should fire the CEO, saying that, like, she's got to go.
Yeah, this is a terrible mistake. This is New Coke. It's a bad mistake. Like, there's no reason to do this, and you saw a response from people who absolutely love Cracker Barrel. Mm-hmm. I mean, stars, Mike, were making videos about this stuff.
Right. So there you go. So it's our national nightmare with Cracker Barrel is all over. I don't know if you saw this. They were over in the meatpacking district in the city a couple days ago, and they brought a bunch of influencers over to. It's like it was so to like embrace the new Cracker Barrel. It was
didn't work.
Have you learned nothing from Bud Light or the new Jaguar launch? I mean, America and the world is pretty much sick of it. They just want what they want, and they want what they're comfortable with, and let's not try to reinvent the wheel.
I agree.
And that's Guy Talk.
Good stuff, man. Hey, coming up, we got more college football conversation as we get ready for a big weekend. But when we come back, he's going to be a game manager. You heard me. He's going to be a game manager, and we're going to tell you why coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.